Hi everyone, and welcome to The Why in Your 20s.
This is Bib.
And Nat here. We are two counselors in our 20s navigating our adulthood away from our home country.
This is where we explore questions that might come across in our 20s, including relationships, identities, and all kinds of uncertainties.
Some topics will be fun, others can be a bit scary and uncomfortable, but sit with it, because that's when we learn and grow.
But just a friendly reminder, the information presented in this podcast is for general information purposes only. If you're struggling, please seek professional help.
We might not have everything figured out, but together, we can make this journey less lonely and scary.
So welcome on board,
and let the journey begin! Today is a special episode because we just finished watching The Inside Out 2. And I feel like I needed to
debrief
and record this. It's like a memory, you know?
It's so annoying to watch it with you, you know? Like, you kept taking your phone out. I was like, what are you doing? Like,
I was taking it out.
Because you don't seem like the person who would text during the movies.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was like, no way you're texting.
No. I was like taking notes because I'm so worried. It's too good that I'm worried I will forget all the details.
Is it ironic that your anxiety is so out there when you're watching when you're watching Inside Out 2?
Like, the moment that I tell you about it after the movie ended, I'm like so guilty about it because I'm like, literally, is what anxiety is doing.
Yeah,
in the
planning
movie,
planning everything out.
Where do we start?
I think we just start our overall experience.
Mm.
Like, overall, how did you feel about this movie? What were your expectations?
I was trying to set... We talk about it. I was trying to set my expectation really low because, as you said, usually the second or the third
movie is worse.
And so I'm trying to set my expectation really low so I won't disappoint myself. But I think it's really good. Oh, I think it's very healing. It kind of, I think my first impression after I finish is, oh, it kind of makes sense of what my teenage years looks like.
Oh.
Even though I kind of know what's happening, but watching this movie is very healing to me because it kind of show.
It really resonates, like demonstrate how you felt during those years.
Yeah. Okay. And it's shown in like a cartoon.
It's the best way.
Which is like, oh my gosh, 100% really nice.
Amazing.
What's your thought? What's your first thought after you finish it?
I think overall it's like, it's a good movie. It's a really good movie. But at the same time, I don't think I resonate with the storyline itself.
Okay.
Like, the storyline itself was like, really friendship stuff, right? And wanting to fit in and wanting more friends and wanting her life to be, quote-unquote, easier.
Yeah.
So she won't be lonely. And I think this whole storyline, I didn't really resonate with it much.
Okay.
But with that being said, I think I cried the most out of three
of
us.
Yes. Like, you start crying too early. I'm like, am I not getting anything? Like, am I missing out something? Where's the crying point?
What do you mean? The first... Okay. How should we go about this? Like, should we just dive right in?
Honestly, there's no structure here. So let's just go with the flow.
I cried... The first moment I cried that I remember is when they were in the car. Like, when they were going to the hockey trip. The hockey camp.
Oh, actually, we should... we need to put out a spoiler alert because if you haven't watched this movie,
don't listen to this episode. But yeah, okay. So it was when they were going to the hockey camp, and the friends were telling them, "Oh, we're not gonna be in the same school anymore. They're moving away." And then I wanted to cry at that moment already.
Why?
Because it's like it's a sudden thing, right? Because after the camp, they're going into high school already. And that's only, the camp was like 2 days or 3 days.
So
that's very short notice, right?
Okay, I see. Where is this going?
No, but it is a very short notice.
It is.
Like, it's like, oh, like, you should have told me earlier. Like, we probably made plans of, like, they made plans of going to the same high school, going, like, being on the same team. playing together, playing hockey and studying and going to school together. And then 2 days before that, they tell me, oh, we're not going to go with you. Bye.
Mm.
But let's enjoy these 2 days. I'm like, no, that's not how it works, right?
Yeah. Does that happen when you're a kid?
No.
Oh, it's more like now.
No, it's more like seeing that. I'm like, oh, that's so mean.
That is mean.
To be fair, I would do the same, but that's so mean.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, and I think just seeing that, I'm like, I think for that, it's especially like going to high school. Like, it's a very daunting experience for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I feel for this person, even though I've never experienced that myself.
Okay, yeah, that's true. I think because my high school, I go to the same school since I'm like a kid.
Same.
So I never need to change school or like need to make new friends from scratch.
Yeah, same.
So I don't really resonate too much. Like, it's not like a triggering point for me, but now you talk about it, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
It's not a triggering point to the sense where it's a personal experience, but I have empathy.
Oh, so are you saying I don't have empathy towards Riley? I do.
Not for this scenario, at least.
Yeah. I'm just like so into. I think I'm just like see that as a beginning of the movie. So
it was the beginning of the movie.
Too much thought into it.
No, but for that moment, I'm like, oh.
She's just like. I'm like, what?
There were so many crying points that I can't think of, like, I really can't just give you all of them.
But I think, okay, let's start from the beginning then. Okay.
It seems like you have a very good structure.
Well,
you keep saying, oh, let's not have a structure. It was just free flow. No. Okay, let's go back to the beginning. Okay, let's do this.
No, because you say you can't pinpoint where you start crying, right? But yeah. I can exactly pinpoint when I start crying.
Okay.
But I feel like that would be a bit too much of a jump. To the story.
Okay.
And I think that's more in the front that I feel like, wow, this is so well written or like depicted. But I really like the belief system.
Yeah.
I think that is...
That was a crying moment for
me. Okay, that is like...
The introduction of the belief system. I'm like, whoa, that's so interesting. Like, it's showing how one belief is from one experience.
Yes.
Like, it's not just out of nowhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like they all come together to form this. And it kind of reminds me of Tree of Life.
Oh.
Because it's like, you know, the bottom and then the roots. And then all go up to form that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
You know, when I think about it, when I see it, because, like, there are pictures or, like, things that are happening in the thing, right, in the memory.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at it, like, I don't know what the belief is. But it's just when they flick it, then they create that belief. And it's so interesting because it's all about perception, right?
Yes.
Like, we might have the same experience, but we won't have the same belief.
Wow, yes.
I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. That's why, like, every time they flick it, I was like, okay, what's the belief?
Yeah.
Like, I can see what's happening, but what's the belief?
Because you can say, oh, I'm a good person, or it can be, I'm a terrible person as well.
Even from the same experience.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
This is so cool.
It is. It is really cool.
Yeah.
And the voice as well, when they flick it, it's like, oh, I'm a good person.
And it repeats, right? Echoes. Mm. Oh, that was amazing.
The echoes. Yeah. Yes. Oh.
It lingers. Oh.
And it hurts me when the anxiety jumps in and it creates a new belief system.
I think from the very beginning, it says as well, like, anxiety really helps.
Yeah.
It's just that anxiety took over and completely abandoned the old sense of self.
Yes.
And
it's the unhealthy.
Old beliefs are completely gone. That's when it's like, oh my goodness, what is anxiety doing?
I know. I kind of like feel offended because I'm quite protective around anxiety. And I'm like, Disney better not, like, victimize or, you know, demonize anxiety, because anxiety is helpful at some point.
It's like stress, right? It's helpful.
Yeah, the first sentence of what anxiety said is, hi, my name is Anxiety. How can I help?
Mm.
And then at the end of the last sentence, the anxiety said is, I'm just trying to help.
Mm.
So I'm like, anxiety...
It comes from a good heart.
Yes.
It does.
So I'm like, I don't want them to, you know, demonize anxiety. But I think at the end, they... Well, I lost my train of thought. Where did I jump this in?
At the end, when I think it's a tornado thing, is it?
Yeah.
You're trying to mention that.
They have a tornado, the panic attack, and then it's really nice at the end, all the bad, quote-unquote bad
memories.
Oh, that shooting is really good as well. They all flow together and form the whole belief system. So it's not just the blue belief system, but also the
orange
and other color as well.
Mm. Actually, that was pretty good, yeah. Mm. I don't think they demonized it, though.
It's just me thinking, oh, I hope they don't. I hope they bring it back, which they did at the end, which is nice.
It was pretty good, the belief system. But I'm like, when I was watching it from the very beginning of the belief system when it was introduced, I was like, what kid only have positive beliefs in their life?
That toxic positivity.
Yeah, I was like, what's wrong with you? It's so... Oh.
No, I think it's like, it's a kid. That's no what kid way. Thinks about.
But that's not even a kid. She was 13 or 12. That's not... Yes, that's still a kid. Okay. But, like, you don't only have positive beliefs, right?
But I think you...
By that time, you probably don't. You still have a lot of insecure beliefs. Like, I'm not pretty enough. I don't fit in. I don't have enough friends. I don't get enough good grades.
Mm. I think it depends on what kind of adverse life events you had. Maybe Riley have a great life.
Well, it seems like they were depicting that she had a great life. Like she was on the hockey team.
Yeah.
She was the best player, best grades.
Have good relationship with parents.
Good relationship with friends.
Mm. So maybe that's like a good life for her. So she only have that, I'm a good person.
Have you ever met anyone that had only... positive beliefs at that age?
I probably forgot, or I'm probably not aware of that when I was young. We never know. Maybe kids nowadays is different, you know, with TikTok and stuff. They grow so quickly.
Sorry, I just remembered. Yes, I just remembered my first crying moment was actually before they went to the hockey team.
What?
The hockey camp. It was when the parents came and congratulated her on her win. That was a very touching moment. And then seeing Riley still goofing off with her dad.
Mm.
That was so, it's, yeah.
I can see where you're coming from. But I don't think that's my...
I feel like we shouldn't debrief together.
No!
Like, you don't understand.
I understand. I just don't feel the same. And that's okay.
Yeah, but it's like, it's so annoying.
Why? I think different people have different triggering points.
Yeah.
And I find yours is quite unique.
I don't want to be unique.
You want to be different, right?
Oh. Yeah. So what else have you written down in your notes?
Mm.
Were you just writing down quotes? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Were you just writing down quotes?
No, I think the first one I noticed is when they have different islands. Riley's family island is very tiny versus the friend island. It's like so much bigger. And I'm like, whoa, the tiny details, they really
do you feel put into that account. Way?
Yeah. When I'm a teenage years, family, oh, what's that?
Wow.
Like, it's very extreme. That's what teenagers look like, right? They're very sensitive and they're very overly focused on friendship. Some of them. And I'm one of them.
Okay.
So I caught that and I'm like, wow, that's great. And it's like grey as well, that island, whereas the friendship island is like colourful.
Oh, is it?
Mm.
Oh, I didn't notice that detail.
It's like grey or like bronze. It's just like mono colour.
Oh, it's like kind of old kind of thing.
Yeah. But the next thing I wrote it down is when the emotion slightly touched the console. And it's just like overreact. I'm like, that's exactly how we feel when we're teenage years.
When you're going through puberty?
Yeah.
Were you like that?
Well, at that time, you probably don't know. But now thinking about it, I'm like, why is that matters? Why? It's not a big deal. Like, you know, having that one argument with friends, that's really not a big deal.
Mm.
but then back then you really make it such a big deal. It's like your whole life. But not only that, but sometimes when you feel certain emotions, like sometimes you wake up feeling really sad.
Oh.
But you're also not knowing why. Don't you have that moment?
No, I don't think I've ever had that when I was growing up.
Oh. Maybe you're like wee-wee.
Like boredom.
Yeah, like, well, whatever.
Like, oh yeah, true. That is another form care. Of puberty kind of thing. I think I was that more.
I love wee-wee.
So cute. Oh, they're no. So cute. Embarrassment is so freaking cute.
I know the hoodie.
Oh. I cry every time he comes in because... Like, I don't actually understand this emotion in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, he's trying to help sadness. Like, he is trying to help, actually.
Mm.
But just in the background.
Yeah. They're all trying to help.
But he's just there. Like, he doesn't really do much. He can't do much. But he helps other emotions. And I don't know how that makes sense. Like, I don't know how to make sense of that part. Like, why would embarrassment help sadness? Like, in real life?
To cover up?
To cover up the sadness?
Hmm.
I don't... Maybe it's just, like, a plot.
But it can't be us overanalyzing, but also it's actually really...
But I think I feel like given the thought into the movie and all the little details, like, it wouldn't be a coincidence. Like, it could be boredom who was helping, right? But it wasn't.
Because boredom wouldn't want to help either.
But yeah, that's the thing. Like, so why did they choose embarrassment?
Because embarrassment usually do things quietly. Yeah, I didn't really put too much thoughts into embarrassment.
Because I think embarrassment is like my favorite character.
Really?
So cute.
They're cute.
Embarrassment and sadness. They're so cute.
I love anxiety and wee-wee. Wee-wee is very French. With the French accent as well.
You don't really have that wee wee.
I don't, but I can also like wee wee.
Okay. I mean, yeah, of course.
Maybe we can come back to that, or maybe some later on we have that aha moment.
Or maybe we'll just Google it. Anyways, what's next?
I love the stream of consciousness. I love, but I'm just like, wow, that's.
Which one was that? Was it like just? Was it like the broccoli one?
Yeah, when they try to go to find the core belief system. And then they jump on the river and hang on the broccoli and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's the moment when what Riley is consciously thinking. I'm just that is... It's not like, wow, but like, wow.
What?
Like,
that didn't really hit... That did not hit me as much.
I think because I'm really into analogy and the way that they put it in, I'm like, I really like it.
I think I like analogies, but that one is just, like, it's too obvious. Like, this analogy is just, it doesn't...
Very self-explanatory.
Yeah, and it's too obvious. Like, you don't need to think a bit deeper in creating this.
That is true.
At least, like, for me.
This
didn't really make a very big impact.
Yeah, I don't think it's like a big thing for me, but I write it down because I'm like, I like how it depicts and kind of shown in cartoon wise. Yeah.
I would like to see how, because there's a lot of things goes through her mind, right? I don't think they depict it in the movie, but I could be wrong because I missed quite a lot of plot lines in the movie.
BC crying.
I would like to see how Riley's mind catch on to certain thoughts but let some of them go. And when they let it go, where do those thoughts go? Whether if she catches it or she doesn't. That would be interesting to see, I think.
Yeah. Because a lot of time Riley didn't make the choices, it's the
emotions
that is making choices,
which I mean partially true in a sense,
which was the whole story is about, is inside out, about the emotional brain. But what if they have a logical brain?
Oh my goodness. And they should probably have one, just because like you're taught to not let your emotions take control, right?
Yeah.
But right now, emotions take control of everything.
Well, maybe some, you know, suggestion to Disney. Oh, another one of my favorite line of the movie.
I know you. What are you gonna say?
Yeah. Anxiety always has a plan. I just have that little proud.
You know what? Really, when I heard that, I was like, "Oh, this is so annoying." It's exactly like you.
This is exactly how our friendship looks like. Like, you guys don't plan anything, and then when something happens,
it's okay.
I always have a plan.
But we are okay with not having a plan. Like, even at the end of the day, nothing goes right or according to what we probably think. Oh, maybe this could happen, that could happen, and none of them happen.
Yeah.
We are actually okay with it.
And you actually had fun.
Yeah, because you just kind of find your way back. That's the journey. That's the fun of it, of not having a plan.
That is true. But sometimes I feel like I'm very organized. I'm like, I'm well prepared. But I think I really resonate with anxiety because this is exactly what I'm doing in real life. The projections and stuff. Mm.
That was so amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel much anxiety, but I still do. But that is, oh my goodness, that is so cool. It's like, what if this, what if that? And they're trying to come up with a lot more.
Yes, and the workers, it's like drawing it. Yeah.
And they're working so hard in the background.
Yeah, I think I have a lot of workers in my brain as well.
That's how I imagine it as well. That's why I keep asking, I keep asking you, or imagine that it will be very tiring in your mind. Because you're just trying to come up with scenarios to prevent it from happening.
But maybe my brain have a moderate amount of workers. It's not like extreme amount of workers. So I'm not too drained by it. But sometimes it does impact me because I'm like, okay, what if I need to do this? Or what if that? You know, when we're chatting just now, I'm already thinking way ahead, like next Friday. Like, what if this happened? How do I manage that?
Yeah.
But it's all about how much you think about it to the point that your brain can't cope anymore.
Do you... sorry. I don't know if it's... Am I not listening to you? But, like, I have a question. Okay. Do you think all your planning comes from anxiety? I feel like that's not true.
It comes from your personality as well. Are you a person that like planning, like to organize? Because some people might not be able to think.
Because I don't think that's true. Like, I don't think people only plan because it stems from anxiety. Or is it the way you plan? Like, for example, okay, I'm going to go to work tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I should wear this. That's a plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
But anxiety, the difference of your planning out of anxiety is what if this happened? And I'm planning according to those scenarios instead of just planning where, okay, let's wear this.
Okay. So is it...
I don't know.
Are you rationally planning or are you overly planning?
But how do you make that distinction?
I think maybe we can look up, you know, why people plan.
Yeah, because... 100% it's not just out of anxiety, right? You said personality plays a factor, obviously. Like, what else plays a factor in that?
I think some people want to be very efficient as well. Or, like, perfectionism. But perfectionism...
I feel like all of these are so subjective where...
Emotion itself is subjective to begin with anyway.
Yeah. Which is... That's why it's so complex.
Yeah.
But it's so interesting. Like, even though it's so subjective, it's still... There's still a lot of... common factors. That's why this movie can relate to so many people, like everyone basically.
Exactly. Okay. Like, even though you don't experience the same thing, people can resonate to this movie.
Sorry, I think we went very off topic. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I think it's really worth thinking into it
because you gave me the green light of free flow.
Did I ever not give you a green light of free flow?
No, I mean, like...
I didn't even have that light.
No, like, as in, like, the other ones, like, we plan ahead where, okay, these are the questions that you want to cover, right?
Yeah.
So I'll go according to that. Yes, we'll still go sidetrack, but I will want to pull it back.
Yeah.
Because it's a structure that you probably want.
Or probably I can think of.
Yeah.
No, but free flow is good.
You don't want planning?
No,
what if, what if, what if, like, we go over time?
Well, you're the one editing it, so I'm fine with that.
What if it goes so over time that I don't want to edit, and then you can't put this episode up?
Well, then I'll still use some of the content and make reels. I'm flexible, see?
Wow, look at you. Learning from the best.
Okay. But going back to the movie, I think the projection is one of my favorite scenes.
Oh my goodness.
I think people in behind there. Working that was my favorite. Oh. I didn't really think much about those projections.
Oh, okay.
Until then. And until joy and the other emotions
jump in
invaded into the workers. Mm. Yeah.
Do you think that happens to you? Like, yes, you have projections. You have, when you have anxiety, you project, like, thinking of the different scenarios. Do other emotions jump in and try to put, like, other scenarios up, like the positive ones or ridiculous ones?
I think all my overthinking is quite logical. I'm guilty saying it out. But if I start feeling it's like a bit too much, I'll just shut it off. Oh. Like, I don't think I will, like, dive into it.
So you just disconnect?
I'll just...
like, you just pull the projector out?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'll pull the cable out, and even if that task is something I need to do, I'll just procrastinate. But then eventually...
But who pulls the projector out? Like, who pulls the cable out?
Wee-wee. Because okay. I'm tired. I'm like...
I mean, I see that. Like, he's so bored. He's like...
Yeah.
Or he trips over.
It's like, whatever. Okay. Probably that. Yeah. I don't think some... I won't let the projection to overheat. I'll probably just shut it off.
Okay. How do you become aware that it's overheating?
One of my biggest signs for anxiety is my breath.
Hyperventilating.
Not like... No, I won't do that. But it's more like you need to take a deeper breath or you feel like you're not breathing.
Because so there's for like me, something in your throat or in your heart that's preventing you from...
Because every time when I feel overwhelmed, I forgot to breathe. And I think most people experience that. Either they kind of hyperventilate or they just forgot that they need to take a deep breath. And for me, it's taking that deep breath and then putting it aside. That's a healthy way, but sometimes I just, you know...
You can't control.
Just shut it off and that's it. Yeah. Mm. I don't know if that answers your question.
No, it does. It does.
Yeah. I think everyone is different. But what Riley did is they let anxiety take over. Hence the panic attack.
I think before the panic attack, other emotions were jumping in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment, it helped. Like, she was... Sadness jumped in. Remember?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
I think it's the guilt and the shame.
Yes.
And then she feels very sad about who she is.
I'm a bad person.
Yeah.
I don't used to be like that. Oh, my god.
That was such a good crying moment.
Oh yes. God. I think I start getting watery.
What?
Around that.
That's almost the end.
No! I have the exact line that my tear dropped. That was wow.
That was... Oh, my goodness.
The realization that you're not nice. It's not that you're not a nice person anymore, but...
You think you're not a nice person. You think deep down you are a horrible person for like doing such things.
Yeah, you're contaminated.
Yeah. Which is like, oh my goodness. Like, that's why I love sadness. Like, I think the first movie, she was very useless. Like, yes, she was still helpful, but she weighs people down, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's
that low energy.
Yeah, exactly. But then for this movie, oh my goodness, like, sadness just jumped in and actually prevented her from doing something that it's something that she doesn't actually want to do.
Mm.
And jumped in and just allowed her to feel.
Yeah. And it has its purpose. Mm. Yeah, that was a good scene as well. In the staff room, and I think she stopped and started crying.
Mm.
He's like, why have I become this type of person?
Mm. Oh, that was like the one of the big moments I cried.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, that I understand. That is a big moment.
I think it was a build up as well. I think the building up, I started to get emotional.
Mm.
Yeah. I was like, no, don't do it. Don't listen to anxiety. Like, don't do it.
Yeah. We all experience that we all have done bad things that we regret, and it kind of create that belief system just because of that one event.
Mm.
You think you are.
Because even though she didn't go through with it, she has that belief that she is a bad person already.
Yeah, because of the thought.
Yeah. Yeah, that was...
That was your biggest crying point.
No, that probably wasn't the biggest one.
What's your biggest then?
I can't tell you. Not that I don't want to. I just can't remember. I can't recall.
Is there a moment that you're like...
I think the whole movie was like that. And it's so annoying, because remember when before we started, I thought I was going to cry, okay? Like, I was prepared that I was probably going to have a few tears.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't expect it to be that much. So that's why, like, going in, I didn't bring tissue.
Oh, gosh, the tissue thing. I warn you.
No, so...
Anxiety warned you that you probably need some tissues.
No, but your anxiety was telling me, but not my anxiety telling me. My boredom was telling me, it's okay. My sadness was telling me, it won't be that bad. Like,
you're like suppressing.
Yeah, exactly.
You're bordering up the sadness.
Yeah.
You lock it in the jar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so then before we went into the movies, obviously, what we do, go to the bathroom, right? And you, you took maybe 10...
Yeah, probably less than 10.
Yeah, less than 10. From the roll of tissue that you wipe your butt with. Like, yeah. The toilet tissue.
Toilet roll.
Yeah, so it's horrible. Like, it's already a horrible quality.
But that's the best we can have.
Yeah, that's the best we can have. So I was like, okay, sure. Like, you can grab it. I should be fine.
Like, and the other friend is like, yeah, it's fine. I'm like...
Hey, the other friend cried earlier than I did.
She cried the moment the music is out, like... Da, 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 da.
Yeah, and then... Okay,
and then two persons say, oh, we don't need tissue.
Yeah, and if we were... She started crying like maybe 15 minutes in, and I cried 20 or 25. And if we were crying for like 30 or 40 minutes already, and then you gave me one tissue from the toilet roll. Like, how would that help?
I don't know. I just thought, okay, you need some tissue.
And we were just laughing and crying at the same time because it's so ridiculous. Just give me one tissue.
That was a golden moment, though, outside all the movie content.
You gave me one, and I think you felt guilty, and you gave me another one.
No, I give you another one that have two.
I was like, how is this gonna help? Like, this is... What?
So, the solution is...
Next time, we're just going to do the same.
Next time, you're going to get t-shirt. You learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, but it didn't cost me much. It brought me so much joy. It brought us so much joy.
I was like crying. It's like, I give you guys a t-shirt when it's my peak time of crying. And then I give it to you. And I also find myself so ridiculous, so I start laughing.
Oh, you thought it was ridiculous as well.
I thought that was ridiculous.
Yeah. It was so much better if you didn't give me any. Like, it's so ridiculous that you only give me one piece.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
What was that peak moment?
The peak moment is when they are on those suppressed memories.
Oh, it came.
And then the blue core belief, that flower, is kind of dimming and the orange belief system is getting stronger. And what joy is that is that sentence of, you know,
yeah.
that's when you become an adult, you feel less joy. And then from then, I just start crying.
Yeah.
And then all the way to Riley, okay, I jumped quite a bit, but, you know, from that and then the brainstorm and
I forgot about anxiety attack. From that moment, I already missed the movie.
And then the parachute of fear.
Oh yeah,
that was
funny. That funny. Was cute. That was yeah. really nice.
It was out of nice those touch. Crying moment that.
That was a very nice touch.
Nice touch of fun, laughing. No, and then I cried at the end. Oh, that sentence when Riley apologized to her friend, saying, "I don't mean to be a jerk."
Oh, I missed that. When she was out of the penalty box?
Yes. Like, it's towards the end. I think I wrote it down saying, "I'm sorry I'm being a jerk. And I'm absolutely understand if you don't want to be friends with me anymore."
What's the crying point for that? For you?
I think because I resonate with it. I think that's my personal experience. It's like I've done so many bad things to my friend that some of them I'm still friends with and some of them I'm not.
Mm.
And I fully understand what Riley is thinking because it's like, I'm such a jerk, the things that I've done, even though I don't mean it. But at that moment, you're so consumed by one of the other emotions.
Mm.
It can be like, you know, you're consumed by sadness or like, you know, envy. I think envy is one of my main ones when I was teenage. You're so consumed by it that to the point you lost your who you are. And then when you come back to the moment, you're like, oh my goodness, what have I done?
Oh, okay.
So I think that is like,
Is it because it's something that you wish you have done to apologize and say that, oh, like I really didn't mean to be a jerk?
I don't think it's something I wish I have done, but I think the main thing is, the main reason why I'm crying because I can resonate with it. I'm like, this is what I'm going through and maybe I'm feeling like I'm not alone experiencing this.
Mm.
It's quite common that people experience that as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know that people actually experience in like puberty, like teenage. Like they wouldn't feel, like they wouldn't have that realization then. They probably will have it down the road.
Probably.
And it was really smart of Riley to be aware of that and actually act on it.
Mm. I mean, probably about the cartoon as well. You only have like a short amount of time.
Yeah.
But yeah, as a 13-year-old,
that's
it's far too soon.
But she, like throughout the whole movie, like even the first one, like she's a very intelligent person.
Yeah.
But anyways, like before she apologized. She actually had that panic attack, right? What did you think about that? How it showed and the whole process of it?
I don't know how I feel about it.
Okay.
I think because some of it depicts well, I feel like there's something missing.
Like it didn't show what it felt?
Of course, I think, you know, you can only depict so many perspectives of panic attack in the movie. I'll start with what I feel like is good first then. I think it's good because it's like the spiral. And it's from the storm to, you know.
Yeah.
It's getting actually quicker spiraling, and quicker. Yeah. Because that's what panic attack feels like, right?
And no one can get into it.
Yeah. And anxiety is not responding. She's just like so into the zone. So I think that is well. And, you know, people trying to help, but, you know, it's not gonna... It's not helpful.
Yeah.
But I feel like something is missing is because they didn't really tell much around how anxiety comes down. I think they just pull anxiety out and that's it.
How did it actually happen, actually? I forgot. I remember Joy being able to get through.
Yeah, Joy is able to get through and then pull anxiety out.
It was creating another sense of self, right? That's when they pull out the orange sense of self and created the mixture one.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah. So like anxiety was still there. It's just allowing herself to have a mixed sense of self where it's not just the anxiety talking. but also the other memories.
Right. I completely miss out of that. So they broke the orange one. They put the blue one in. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because Joy realizing that the news...
It's too much.
Yes.
That's like the toxic positivity. Right. Yeah. So like even Joy realized that, okay, Joy is not helping.
Mm.
Anxiety is not helping either. So it's the combination of the two.
And there's something underneath that is growing that needs to come out. Mm. Now it's slowly making sense. I feel like this kind of movies you need to watch like
a few times
to really pinpoint the tiny stuff. But how do you think about it?
I mean, overall it's just nice, but I feel it was very... I think it's similar to what you said. It doesn't really depict of how Riley was calmed down. Yes, the just completely pushing anxiety out was not helping. And then completely having that positivity of, I'm a good person, blah, 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 that, I'm a good friend. It's not helping either because she knows she is not acting accordingly to those beliefs. But it doesn't show how it was, how this new sense of self was growing. Like, it just automatically kicked in. Which I don't, maybe it is like that for other people. But I feel like if I put myself in her shoes, I don't think that's how it would calm me down. Or see other people. Yeah. I don't think other people calm down like that.
I don't think so. Because it's more like a long-term thing that, you know, you build your new belief system.
Exactly.
But I do think they skip quite a lot of steps when, you know, they break through the suppressed memories and they all flow to that lake and stuff and they form new belief. They didn't really show the other memories what kind of belief it is. So to us, it might feel like it's very sudden.
And I think it's, yes, it's one is sudden, but the repressed memories going to the belief system and creating those beliefs, that part shouldn't be calming yourself down.
No.
It should be even, you know, like you should feel even more.
More conflicted. Just
like, yeah.
Mm. It might be the time of the movie that they don't have
So I'm like, I mean, it's nice that they showed like the panic attack.
Mm.
And the friends, maybe the friends? I don't know.
I don't think the friends notice it.
Which I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought that part was pretty cool.
The friend didn't do anything though. But which is...
Yeah, which is the reality, right?
Yes, exactly. But that's why maybe both of us feel like there's something is missing.
Mm.
Because it's not fully depicted.
Yeah. I think I agree.
Mm. But overall, don't get me wrong. I think it's like a really... a really nice movie. Yeah.
That's cool.
I think it's good that we waited a few days to debrief because...
It was
too late days, at man. Night. No, but still, it. I was swollen the next day. I still have to go to work and my eyes are like swollen.
Yeah, I agree with what the other friend said. Because after the movie, your eyes were red, right?
Mm.
My eyes and her eyes were not red or swollen.
That is not fair. I only cried like maybe the last 30 minutes of the movie.
You need practice.
I used to cry a lot, but not anymore.
Yeah, you're out of practice.
Yeah.
You should
I need to build up that muscle soon.
Your eyes were so red. I don't know how you did that.
But yeah, it's good.
I think overall, like, the movie was amazing.
Mm. I feel like it's just made for us, like, our age.
That's what people say.
That's what I want to believe. I feel like if you're a kid, you go in...
They will have a better understanding of, okay, maybe this will happen in the future, right?
Yes.
And it's okay. And the people who are going through it, it's like, oh, great. Like, I kind of have a better understanding. Maybe this is me. Maybe this is not.
Mm.
Maybe they try to defy it. You know, like...
Yeah.
Something for them to figure out.
But I think for us at our age, like in our 20s, it added that nostalgia in it.
I don't know. Like, I feel like... It's a great movie, and I agree. But, like, I think my crying moments, as you mentioned, it's not something you can resonate with. you. Like,
I can resonate, but I don't feel that way. It's two different things.
Yeah, so it's like a lot of the movie itself is like, yeah, still created for maybe in the 20s, but the way we resonate with it is very
different.
Very, very different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, that's our special episode.
I think it's just our rant. It's just me for ourselves.
Yeah. It's good as well because some of the things that you think, I don't think that. I haven't thought about that.
Mm.
So when you pointed it, I'm like, oh my gosh, yes.
I think this is the first time debriefing on a movie.
Movie.
I never think back.
Oh.
I don't like, yeah. Okay, yeah, that is our debrief, our summary.
Now I can go listen to how other people comment on the movie.
Oh my goodness, this is stupid.
Because I don't want to
contaminate
my thought. Not contaminate, that sounds negative, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Just have an impact, I guess.
Yeah. This is really the last episode of this season. And we'll take a break from here.
We will. Yeah, check us out on Instagram, yin20s.podcast. But in the meantime, we'll see you in our next season, which is season
4. Oh. Wow.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yes.
See you then.
Bye.